This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pistol formation, motion man Mooney, Robinson in the backfield. The throw from Cousins, it's caught at the 40, moving upfield, Hodge, he could go, 10-5, touchdown, that is a winner for the Atlanta Falcons.
We had opportunities on both sides of the ball, we didn't finish, we did some good things, we did a lot of bad things to lose the ball game, so we'll get some rest, and we'll get some health, guys healthy, and we'll get ready for next week. We got a good football team, we didn't finish the game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ian Eagle with the final call as the Westwood One and local radio both get treated to quite the finish of Thursday Night Football. It was a shootout early, and then it was a lot tenser late in the game. So that's Ian on Westwood One, and then you hear Todd Bowles talking about the tough loss later, said the team couldn't tackle. And it was evident that the offenses were a step faster and a little bit more energy than the defenses. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're pleased to welcome our friend TJ Reeves, who is the Bucks sideline reporter and also a host on their radio network. TJ, what changed in the second half after the Bucks put up 24 in the first half?
Well, first of all, it's good to be with you late night after getting back from Atlanta, and what a ball game. I think the biggest Baker Mayfield came right out and said it, put this on us. We did not finish drives with touchdowns. We had a couple of golden opportunities to put 7 points on the board, and if we do, it doesn't come down to a tying field goal. They're going to have to get in the end zone. And it's debatable about whether Kirk Cousins was going to be able to do that. He certainly did in week two in Philadelphia. But, man, you talk about what might have been. You had the feeling towards the end of that game, we'll get into it, the Buccaneers made two or three significant plays, Amy, that should have won them that game. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. But you give a team life, you give Kirk Cousins life. My Lord, he throws for 500 yards. He's going to find a way, and he did find a way.
So while we're on the Cousins offense, and yeah, you point out it's a career high, it's a franchise record. When Todd Bowles says they couldn't tackle, what did you see?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the defense is beat up. Everybody's got injuries right now, but you're on a shorter week. You're already playing without Antoine Winfield, who may be the best safety in the NFL. And Antoine's out now for a fourth straight game with a foot injury suffered week one. You lose Jordan Whitehead, your other Pro Bowl caliber safety, in the game in the second half. You're literally playing two undrafted free agents that are in the defensive backfield deep, to go along with a couple of other guys that are undrafted players that you're now playing on the defense for much of that second half. And he's right. It's inexcusable how wide open people were and how missed tackles were still happening. So they've got a lot to clean up and to take a look at on the film. I will just say this, coming off of that game and coming off of that airplane, there's a lot that they did well, mm-hmm. despite giving up that yardage, and you had chances to win the game.
What was the atmosphere on the plane?
Quiet, as you can imagine. Much like the locker room, you were, again, on the verge. You have the ball, not once, but twice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Chance to kill the clock, kill the game. This is going back to what Baker Mayfield's talking about. You got the ball at the four-minute mark. Or if you pick up a couple of first downs, you basically have won the game. You're going to force Atlanta to take all their timeouts. That's where the rookie Bucky Irving fumbled, had the ball stripped away. He didn't just fumble. He had it stripped away. Didn't have two hands on the ball. But even still, you get the interception by Lavonte David, who is just having an amazing renaissance in his 13th season. Again, he's a future Hall of Famer. And you still can't kill the game after the interception. Atlanta takes their timeouts. The Buccaneers got a penalty and got out of field goal range, and it eventually leads to the opportunity for Atlanta to tie the game, which they did with Younghoe. But I think when they look back on this tomorrow and this weekend, they're going to look at those two opportunities on offense to finish the game, and Kirk Cousins never has a chance to be the hero.
I agree with you. In fact, I was just saying last segment as we're talking about the game and the turning points that that's got to be one that sticks with the Bucs. They go three and out. You talk about they get a tackle for loss or they try to run Rashad White. He stopped for minus 3 yards, but also get a big offensive holding penalty. And once they give that ball up, they only keep it for 30 seconds. They give it back to Kirk Cousins. He's got plenty of time. They never see the ball again.
Yep, and you're right. And we were debating about whether they were going to try the Falcons with 12 seconds. It would be like a 58-yard field goal. It's close to it. He made that last week, or he made it 4 days ago in the same building. And so because the fear was if you do something and get tackled inbounds, can you get the clock stopped? Well, as it turns out, they executed again over the middle with about a 15-yard, 20-yard pass. And they were able to run up literally in about 8 or 9 seconds, 7 seconds maybe even, and get the clock stopped.
Yep.
Inexplicably, they got a delay of game after that. We didn't understand what was going on. I thought on our broadcast that maybe New York had buzzed in to see if they had stopped the clock in time with 1 second left. Instead, the refs looked at the Falcons. The Falcons looked at the refs and said delay of game. And I'm standing there saying if they lose backing up 5 yards, what a gaffe after all of that. But Koo made the kick anyway, and then you played the highlight of what happened. And that's a special teams player that has not done really anything for them offensively. And, of course, he's the hero with the catch and run for the touchdown, Hodge.
TJ Reeves fresh off the sidelines in Atlanta for the Buccaneers Radio Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. A lot before the game made, both on the national broadcast and I know locally as well, of how much Baker Mayfield has grown. And to this point, he's early in his second year with the Buccaneers, but how different is he from where he was a year ago just starting out with Tampa?
He is a leader. It is obvious. He has that room. They are following him. And he didn't have overwhelming stats, but he played more than well enough to win them that game tonight. Again, he's frustrated because of the opportunities at the very end where they couldn't get the final first down or two. But, man, he made some tremendous throws, a couple of gutsy runs, just leading the team and running the offense. And you can tell right now the confidence he has that finally he has found a place where he can be the quarterback at a big, important level and be playing important football in December and January for the next 3 or 4 years. It's obvious that if he stays healthy, he's the guy in Tampa Bay, and there is a lot of respect and trust for him in that locker room and in this organization, and he's earned it. He's earned it with the way he played at the end of last year, and he's playing at a tremendously high level. I believe he began the game again tonight like 8 for 9, either 7 for 8, 8 for 9, something like that. This is on the heels of Sunday beginning the game against the Eagles, 12 of 13. He is playing at a very high level right now, Baker Mayfield.
We see that connection between him and Mike Evans flourishing. And the report on NFL Network, and I'm sure you've heard this yourself, but I heard it on NFL Network before the game, that Evans calls him one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL. Man, from a Hall of Fame receiver who spent his entire career in Tampa, that's saying something.
The other thing it says is, get me the ball. And I'm giving you the prop. Get me the ball. And he got him the ball the first play of the game, and he got him the ball in the red zone on the first drive of the game for a touchdown, and he got him the ball again later on. So that's obviously part of it. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of – I mean, Mike Evans has caught passes from Tom Brady, by the way, recently. So he might be a pretty good judge on who's got what. And Baker, he threaded the needle late in the first half right in front of me in the red zone. They rolled out to the right, and I'm telling you, Amy, I've been doing this for a long time. That is one of those throws that you only see in the NFL, where the window is a split second between about three pairs of hands,
yep.
And he threw a rocket to Sterling Shepard in the back of the end zone. That just it reminds you of how elite and how talented these guys are when those plays happen. So Mayfield, again, has got a lot going for him. If he can stay healthy, he is a tremendously gutsy quarterback. You love him running around, maybe even to his own detriment, going after much bigger guys and lowering the shoulder. But, teams rally around that. His teammates see that and see how much he wants to win, and they want to play even harder for him.
What changes with this offense, or what has changed now that Dave Canales is gone, the OC from last year, who got a lot of credit for Baker's development? What has changed for the offense with the new OC?
So Liam Cohen was with Sean McVay for a couple of years in Los Angeles, and at the end of the 22 season, that's when Baker Mayfield came to the Rams for those 4 games at the end of the year. Remember, he won the Thursday night game, having only been there for like 48 hours. And Liam Cohen was part of that crash course. And it's not the only reason why Cohen got the job, but it was a big factor that he had some previous relationship, and they really like the motion. They like you saw 3 or 4 times tonight, they just barbecued the Falcons. They froze them with motion, misdirection. That's how Mike Evans got so wide open for the touchdown in the first half, is they sent motion to the left, rolled everybody to the right, and, oh, wait a minute, sneak Mike out the backside to stand there by himself in the middle of the end zone. So the play designs that are there early on in the season make you think this offense can be a lot of fun with the motion, the misdirection, the weapons. We haven't even talked about the tight end, Cade Otton, or the second receiver, Chris Godwin, along with Rashad White, who you mentioned. I mean, who are you going to try to double cover over and over and over again?
Well, and Baker said that. If you're going to double cover Mike Evans, I'm going to find somebody else to get the ball to. The NFC South, maybe a little better this year. We're seeing the Saints that have started out with a lot of offense and a couple of wins, too. You're familiar with the Falcons. What does Kirk Cousins do for them?
Well, I can tell you tonight, he played with confidence. He stood in there despite getting whacked several times. He threw the ball 58 times in that game. And, you know, people talk about this that have had the ruptured Achilles. My father went through that years ago and said, you're not the same for not just a year, but maybe even a year and a half or 2 years. So it is going to be a work in progress for him to get through that Achilles tear that he had last year. But at field level, he was tremendous. And if you have a criticism, the Buccaneers probably did not do a good enough job with their front four getting after him. When you're dropping back 58 times, they got to him some of the time, occasionally, but they didn't get to him nearly enough to make a difference in that game. That's why he ends up throwing for 500 yards. And you're right, between the Falcons, the Saints, who the Bucs have next, and those three, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay, it's going to be fun to watch this race when we get to December and to January.
Before I let you go, TJ, because Canales is also in the division with the Panthers, they've already made a quarterback change. I know they're trying to find some type of stability there, but why do you believe in that he might be a guy who can make a change, make a difference?
He's a fantastic guy, first of all, and young, innovative. He's learning kind of on the job, and I view that situation, and I think a lot of us do from the outside, as a total rebuild, a total reclamation project. That is not going to be solved in 2024. You know this. It's going to be solved because they're a little better this year, and then they're significantly better probably next year. That's how you solve it, with the problems and the mistakes they made, and an owner that, frankly, has now probably learned you can't just suddenly fire the staff a second time after you've done it the first time and have upheaval of all the personnel you've lost and then suddenly think, well, the third different staff that I have is suddenly going to win 8 or 9 or 10 games. That's not how it works. So Canales is up against it, but I really like him, and I think the Panthers will have some promise probably in 2025. You're not going to see a lot from them this year, just because they don't have enough talent, 1 through 22, on the starters to be competitive week in and week out and win games.
You can find TJ online at Buck, B-U-C, Buck Sideline Guy. He's not only their sideline reporter for games, but also does a lot of his own play-by-play and hosting different podcasts and everything else.
Yep.
He's all over the place. The voice is unmistakable, but based with those Bucks in Tampa, it's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much, especially after a flight home.
Yeah, tough loss on this one. We got a couple of Monday night games coming up with the Ravens and the Chiefs. I'm happy to be back with you, hopefully on a cheerier note. Let's do it again.
All right, TJ, we'll talk soon.
Be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.